oh, New Jersey drivers, they're terrible. But not as bad, apparently, as New York drivers. According to a recent survey by insurance company GMAC, New York and New Jersey occupy the worst and second worst spots on a national ranking of drivers' written knowledge. We've linked to it on our webpage if you want to test your own driving knowledge, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. So does this mean New Yorkers shouldn't speed up when they see a yellow traffic light? Here now is GMAC Insurance Senior Vice President Wade Bontrager. Wade, welcome to WNYC.
Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
I'm sure you're happy that you're doing this interview by phone and didn't have to drive to our studios.
Well, you know, it has been a little testy the last 5 years with New York and New Jersey faring fairly poorly for the last 5 years. I haven't gotten the nicest calls from some folks, so maybe it's better to be at a distance.
Where do New Yorkers and New Jerseyans go wrong? Are there particular questions that they tend to mess up?
You know, the same questions kind of get missed year in and year out, both in New York, New Jersey, and in other states as well. But yeah, safe following distances, how far behind another car should you be, gets missed a lot. And the one you referenced, of course, the what do you do when you see a solid yellow light? And I'm afraid most people think that means gun it because you better hurry. But that's not the right answer, believe it or not. Those two get missed a lot.
I think under New York law, green means go, yellow means go faster, and red means go at your own risk. Isn't that it?
Having used some of the crosswalks there, I would agree with you.
That might be true. Well, another one that I saw tripped up a lot of people around the country who got it wrong was the flashing red light.
That's correct. We've seen that one be missed a number of times over the last couple of years as well. And it basically should just be treated like a stop sign.
And the solid yellow line, another one apparently that people commonly mess up, right?
Yeah, that one has been missed some. It's not as bad as some of the others, but the solid yellow line means don't pass, and we do see some people missing that. And, it's interesting. You see people miss questions and get questions right. I don't know that knowledge of the answers necessarily translates into use of the knowledge, but we do see those being missed quite a bit.
Do you have a Northeast regional theory here that there's something about drivers in the Northeast that they would tend to do less well on your test, although I see, California, Florida, D.C., Hawaii, also near the top of the did badly list?
Yeah, so it's certainly not just a Northeast phenomenon, and what we don't try to do in the test is to get into the underlying psychological reasons or anything else about the people to see why they did well or poorly. Frankly, the battle against the states is really kind of just to spark some good-natured fun, and maybe some of it not quite so good-natured. Some people take it a little too seriously, but what we have seen pretty consistently, this is Wade's theory, not something that the test showed us, but year in and year out, like I said, we've done this for 5 years now, the areas that have done really well sort of are the more rural, Midwestern, Northwestern kind of areas do very well. And the areas that have fared a little more poorly on the test year in and year out are those states that have metropolitan areas that are pretty congested driving conditions. So having seen this thing for 5 years now, I don't want to try to get into the why that happens, but certainly states that have areas with some highly congested areas typically do worse on this test than other states do.
Although funny enough, people in highly congested areas, though they may get into a lot of accidents, get into, as a percentage, fewer fatal accidents, largely because you have to go slower in congested areas.
There are advantages to getting into an accident at 15 miles an hour versus 55, that's for sure.
So how does GMAC use these data to jack up car insurance rates on a regional basis?
No, absolutely not. We don't use the test results at all in our rating. We started this thing 5 years ago with one major purpose, and it stayed consistent for 5 years. It was, as an insurance company, we see every single day what happens when people don't follow the rules of the road. And that often ends up in accidents, and the results of those accidents sometimes are quite tragic.
Right.
We saw that, and our goal was some of these accidents are unavoidable. Some of them, however, if the people had followed the rules of the road, they would not have been in the accident.
And
so our goal was to get that message out.
Get people talking. All right. Wade Bontrager from GMAC, thank you very much. Leonard Lopate coming up right after the news. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, FM and AM New York, and WNYC.org.